I'm Jenny Nyman, and you are listening to KDLL's Fall Membership Drive. It's 9 a.m., and usually at this time, you would be listening to Performance Today with Fred Child, bringing you classical music performances from around the world. Well, we don't need to go around the world to hear great classical music. We've got talented musicians right here on the Kenai. So today and tomorrow for KDLL's Fall Membership Drive, we are bringing you Peninsula Performance Today, putting the Central Peninsula's classical musicians center stage. Let's start off with a sneak peek of the Performing Arts Society's upcoming season. The PAS is a nonprofit organization dedicated to bringing classical and jazz concerts to the Central Kenai Peninsula. Maria Allison is a classical pianist in Kenai and is one of the founding members of the group.
Freddie Billingsley and I were on the original board, and now we have a lot of new members, but I've stuck with it just because I feel like it's such an important thing that PAS is doing in our community. We try to bring classical music concerts to our area, and we also try to include at least one jazz concert every year. And I should also add that we like to have our musicians who come into town to perform and do concerts for the schools. So that's part of our mission, is bringing lots of music to the schools and to the kids in the public schools.
And then they always perform a public concert as well. So was that part of the reason for doing it, that it just wasn't available in the community before this?
Well, I think what happened is that when Jean Brockle was still at Kenai Peninsula College, she and Dave Forbes had started the Sunday Showcase series, and they had Sunday afternoon concerts there and lectures. And Jean felt that it would be nice to have something where there would be a little bit more money to pay the musicians, because the Sunday Showcase series was basically just volunteer. And so she went from doing the Sunday Showcase series to starting something more like a concert series. But a long time ago, there was a concert association here that brought musicians in, but then it sort of had not been happening as much in the last year or so. Then she felt that there was a need, and there was a need to bring in musicians from other communities, or maybe even from the lower 48.
And you've had some pretty notable folks over the years. Do you have any favorites that stand out for you?
Well, we've always enjoyed when the Sitka musicians have come here with Paul Rosenthal. And he's always brought a lot of international musicians here. And then we've had the Turtle Island Quartet one time. We had a group of singers called Sheikh Gamin. That was very fun. And the Alexander String Quartet came here once. And then we have some just really great musicians right here in the state that often perform. And so it gives us a chance to hear some of the people who live in Fairbanks, and Juneau, and Anchorage, and our musicians and teaching and so on in our state.
And who do you have coming this year?
This year, we are bringing in three concerts. Our first concert is in October, and it's a concert of jazz with Karen Strid, who is a Homer-based pianist, but she teaches at UAA and has taught there many years. And she's bringing a quartet, and so she'll be performing a jazz concert October 28th, and she'll also be doing a piano jazz workshop on Friday the 27th. And then in February, Linda Rosenthal will be coming to perform. And when we asked her if she would come here and play, she said she would if I would accompany her. So I said, sure, I'll be happy to do that. So she and I are going to be doing a concert on February 3rd. And she'll be performing, of course, a lot of classical repertoire. And then she always does some really flashy show pieces for violin. And then in March, on the 24th, we're having the Polar Winds, which is a wind quintet, oboe, bassoon, clarinet, flute, and French horn. And we've had them before, but there are some new people in the group, but Roxanne Berry is their main flutist, and we have a great time with them. Most of them are musicians who play in the Anchorage Symphony.
And it seems like in past concerts, a lot of the folks that you get in, they play some things that are either occasionally well-known or at least by composers that are recognizable, something that folks are going to be a little familiar with. And then there's some just stuff that we have never heard before. Is that by design, or is that just by virtue of who you're getting?
Well, we are really happy to hear familiar music. Audiences, including anybody who performs music loves to go in and listen to something that you've heard before, but a lot of the musicians who come also enjoy playing stuff that's new to them, and it's challenging and fun, and so then the audience also gets to share in that. And I have to say, our audiences here are always so amazing that they will listen to and enjoy almost anything we perform for them. I mean, we have sometimes had some really bizarre performances that they have just been so, oh, they're so talented, they're so wonderful. So, you know, we feel really lucky to have the kind of audiences here that we do.
And I don't know that you could speak to this because you're often the one up on stage because you accompany so many of these folks. But as an audience member, just the experience of seeing someone play as well as listening to someone play, do you think there's an added benefit in that?
Oh, absolutely. A lot of the musicians say when they're in the Christ Lutheran Church, which is where we often have our concerts, that they feel such a close bond with the audience. And I think the audience feels that too. A lot of times there's a feeling of that you're almost holding your breath while they're playing. It's so quiet. The audience is so attentive and just so with the performers. And I think the performers feel that. And it's a really neat sharing, really kind of an intimate music experience.
Why do you go so far out of your way to arrange the school visits?
Well, it's just super important to get more young people exposed to all of the kind of music. And I know the music teachers in the schools are doing everything they can, but if we can come in and sometimes give them something new and different, and once in a while the kids will hear an adult professional musician play something and it will just touch them in a way. I mean, they'll hear this incredible music, and it's happening right in front of their face. It's not on TV or on the computer, but it's a real live thing, and it just hits them in a way that is just very powerful.
And here is Karen Strid of Homer, who will be performing the first Performing Arts Society concert of the season with Pat Owens, Jim Davis, and Bob Andrews. Here she is performing with Ray Booker on bass and Cameron Cartland on drums. Thank you. The next Performing Arts Society concert is violinist Linda Rosenthal and Maria Allison at 7:30 p.m. February 3rd at Christ Lutheran Church in Soldotna. This is Rosenthal playing Romania Folk Dances by Bella Bartok off her album Favorite Violin Encores. About the Performing Arts Society, visit their website, performingartssociety.org. And for more about our special fall membership drive, you can listen to Marilyn and Marty right now.
Hi.
Hi.
We're back.
Well, it's early in the morning yet, but it did stop raining. So if you're on the road driving to or from town for any reason, stop by KDLL and make a donation. You're listening to us on, in your car radio, or you can call 283-8433, or
you can go online, kdll.org. Any amount helps.
And you can do that by calling 283-8433 or getting online and donating anytime at kdll.org. This is a special membership drive edition of Peninsula Performance Today. I'm Jenny Nyman. While it is nice to get visiting musicians from afar, we get to travel the world through the music of our local performers as well. Members of the Kenai Peninsula Orchestra will perform their annual Evening of Classics fundraiser concert at 7 p.m. October 6th at Christ Lutheran Church in Soldotna. Here's Maria Allison again.
The Kenai Peninsula Orchestra always has a fundraiser concert in early October, and Tammy Volamaturo, who's our conductor, she and I are putting it together, and we always have a lot of local musicians who like to play, but they don't necessarily want to do an entire recital. So this is an opportunity for them to perform one piece of music and just get a chance to have a whole variety of different music for the audience, plus the orchestra also performs. We will have a couple of singers. We have some instrumentalists. I think we have a group coming in from Anchorage. Two of the players in the group have played with our orchestra in the summer. And, well, we'll have some local people like Kent Peterson is going to play a bass solo. And Tomoka and Tammy and I, Tomoka Rofton and Tammy and I will be playing a trio with clarinet, piano, and flute. And I believe Simon Nissen, who is a Kenai High School choir director, he and I are planning on playing a duet, piano duet. And one of the singers will be Sue Downs-Borko, who is returned to our area after being gone for a number of years. She taught at Skyview way back when, and she's back now teaching at Kenai Middle. So she's back and is going to perform in this concert as well.
All right. Well, I know you have lots of things stacked up, so I will let you get back to rehearsing.
Great. All right. Well, thank you, Jenny.
Thank you, Maria.
Several of the musicians who will be performing at the Evening of Classics had a bit of a prelude to the concert on Monday night at the wedding of Renee Henderson, retired choir teacher at Kenai Central High School. After her 43-year career teaching music in Kenai, it was no wonder Henderson wanted to begin her wedding ceremony with a concert and invited several of her friends and former students to perform. Here's Deb Sonart playing trumpet and flugelhorn, accompanied by Tom Hooglum. And this is Mandy Pye singing He's Always Been Faithful by Chisholm, Runyon, and Groves.
Power and glory.
Next up, we have Eric and Mary Simonson playing a trombone duo from Cantata No. 78 by Johann Sebastian Bach.
Thank you.
was the Simonsons playing Cantata number 78 by Johann Sebastian Bach. Up next, we've got Tomoka Rafton on flute, Tammy Vollamaturo clarinet, and Maria Allison piano, playing a fitting piece for the occasion, Petite Marie, Petite Femme by Bizet.
I'm Tammy Vollamaturo, and Tomoka and Maria and I are playing a piece by Bizet, Children's Games, and the movement we're playing is appropriately titled Little Husband, Little Wife.
Are listening to selections from longtime KCHS choir teacher Renee Henderson's wedding concert on Monday on KDLL 91.9 FM. This is our fall membership drive, so if you support local programming and all the programming that KDLL brings you, you can let us know by giving us a call at 283-8433 or getting on our website at kdll.org and making a contribution now. Back to the music, we have Kent Peterson on bass playing Caballero by John Merle.
I'm Kent Peterson, and I'll be playing a bass solo tonight. It's called Caballero by John Merle. And I kept track of how many years Renee had been teaching throughout her career, because she started teaching the year I was born. So it's really it was a very impressive career. Thank you.
Maria Allison serenaded her friend with one of Chopin's nocturnes. And a little surprise, since Monday was not only Henderson's wedding day, but another special day as well.
Maria Allison, and I've known Renee since we've lived here, which is almost as long as she's taught here, I think. And she asked me if I would play, well, she asked me, didn't Chopin write some beautiful nocturnes? And I said, no, they're not beautiful. They're all just terrible. But so in other words, I could pick anyone I wanted because they're all beautiful. And so I picked this really beautiful one, B flat minor, but I'm going to begin with a very short tribute to Renee. Thank you.
And finally, Marianelle Bessay Dilly sang a piece by Gustav Mahler with a sentiment that fit the occasion beautifully.
Song in German, so I thought maybe you'd like to know the poem, which is the whole reason for this song. It's by Mahler, and the poem is by Friedrich Rückert. It's called Liebst Schönheit. If you love for beauty, oh, do not love me. Love the sun adorned by golden hair. If you love for youth, oh, do not love me. Love the spring, it is young every year. If you love for treasures, oh, do not love me. Love the mermaid, she has many shimmering pearls. If you love for love, oh yes, then love me. Love me always, I love you forever and ever.
Have to leave it there for today. Join us at 9 a.m. tomorrow for more classical performances from Central Peninsula musicians on Peninsula Performance Today. And stay tuned for a feature on KDLL's feature shows on our fall membership drive, where we're bringing you special local programming all day long. If you support local programming on KDLL, now is the time to let us know. And here to tell us why are Marilyn Wheelis and Marty Pepper.
If you haven't listened to KDLL much in the last year or two and you've tuned in to hear some changes, the new changes are that we now have morning and evening local newscasts with Jay Barrett and Shaylin Cochran, who have both returned to the fold. Jay after a long 20-year absence and Shaylin after a year or so of being away. Excellent reporting by both of those gentlemen. We have a return of the weekly Kenai Conversation talk show. We have more evening DJ shows and new feature shows, including KDLL's Adventure Talks, Drinking on the Last Frontier, Kenai Garden Talk, and True Tales Told Live. So if you like what you hear, let us hear from you by calling in and offering up your donation as support now at 283-8433 or...
You can go online, kdll.org, and you can support us that way.
Our fall membership drive goal is $35,000, and we would really like your help in getting there with a donation today.
Any amount helps. Call in or go online. Small donations, large donations.
283-8433.
kdll.org Or you can stop by. We just made a fresh pot of coffee.
That is right. We do have coffee, we have mugs, and we have volunteers standing by to take your donation information.